Now, back home, and a new screen-based technology designed to help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the workplace will be available across the country from today. It is called Assistive, and it hopes to support 1,000 jobs in the next 5 years, up from 38 at the moment. So how does it work? Well, let's hear from Kate Connolly. She and her sister Emma work in the Hyatt Centric Hotel in Dublin, and Kate told our reporter Aaron McElroy how Assistive is helping them.
It has a section where you can inform your team about the anything that's going up, like if it's anything wrong or if it's anything that you're short of, as far as in the stock of certain plates or dishes and that kind of stuff, or anything that's missing. You can always like say to the staff, like through the app, if you're not much in the mood for talking to them, as it's like, but as far as engage with keeping the connection going without being like you need to make a conversation to connect people, if that makes sense. So there is a good couple of sections in the app that are really helpful for anyone and everyone who needs it. So,
what difference does it make for you to have the app with you when you're in work?
Yeah, honestly, it makes all the difference for me, because like if I'm ever like tired whenever I'm working or anything like that, then I can just look at the app and like know what the next steps are if I'm not as, like, I guess, glued in as it could be, like, in the morning time especially, because I get tired pretty easily. So whenever that does happen, then I basically just use the app to re-jog my memory about, like, how the job I do works again, just so I can get my head back in the game, if that makes sense.
That's Kate Connolly there. Well, Alan Crockwell is CEO of Assistive Ireland, which is a non-profit company, and he joins us from our Cork studio this morning. Alan Crockwell, why did you believe this technology was needed?
Good morning. This technology is needed to support people in the workplace who just need that little bit, one step or one instruction to just get on about their day. And I think it's very much, if you have, say, a barrier to the workplace, like if you have an intellectual disability or a learning disability, they can be the barriers that are stopping you from actually getting a job or sustaining your job. So imagine this morning, somebody's waking up and they've had to think about how they're getting to work, what are they going to wear, when they get to work, how are they going to you know, do their tasks and all of that during the working day, most of which we take for granted. So having them little visual cues, say, that come through to your smartwatch or your phone, that are built for you as your individual, and that's the key with us, is everything that we do in terms of our app-based supports is very much built around the person first and the needs of the business. Like, so this is about creating, I suppose, a win-win for both the individual but also for the business community, that they're going to get an employee that can just go about their day and be independent. And that's the key here, is workplace independence.
How significant, Alan, is communication as a potential barrier to employment?
It's everything. You know, it's something that could stop somebody working in a front-facing role, say in a service, say behind a bar or whatever. You know, if you can't, if you don't have literacy skills or numeracy skills, how are you going to actually fulfill an order independently? So we've looked at all that and see how we can break down the barriers and address that. Like, so for example, if you want to order, a customer wants to order in a bar and they use an application, we can send that order in images or shapes to somebody's smartwatch, so they can remove them barriers, so they can just get on about their work and just carry on about their day.
You have a long record working in the area of disability. You've 20 years experience in the sector. What is this country's record when it comes to supporting disabled people in employment?
Unfortunately, we have the lowest employment rate for people with disabilities in Europe. There's great strides being made, you know, in terms of disability services and employability services actually getting out there and getting into the coalface. I suppose what I believe is that we need the continuum of support for the employee and the employer to make workplaces sustainable. So what happens when your job coach or your buddy drops away, you know, and you're left there to think about, what do I do next? So this is the key. The key is, like, for a lot of people who have a disability, you know, having that part-time job when they're younger just didn't happen. So you don't have that work history or that work idea of how fast I should be working. So this gives that person that little bit of, I suppose, quick reminder, as Kate said, you know, just when she feels like she is forgetting, that she can just get up to speed quicker and she's not having to go and ask somebody and feel awkward. And also, by bringing it onto a kind of a device, we're kind of bringing disability and supports into the next the next step and not forgetting people with disabilities when it comes to technology.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us to tell us about Assistive this morning. That's Alan Crockwell, who is CEO of Assistive Ireland, joining us live this morning from our Cork studio. This is Morning Ireland. It's 7:30 and Susan Jackson's here with the latest news.